morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, August 8th, 2024. We're heading back into Searsport today where there's a lot happening.
Hi, this is Ashley McGuire from Friends of Sears Island. I'm their outreach coordinator. This coming Saturday, August 10th, from 3 to 7 p.m. on Sears Island, there's going to be an event called the Party to Protect Sears Island / Wissumkik. And that event is hosted by a group called Protect Sears Island. And their group formed in response to the state wanting to site a wind turbine manufacturing facility on the western side of Sears Island for offshore wind projects. Along with Friends of Sears Island, believe that the facility should be built at nearby Mack Point if this facility is to be built in Penobscot Bay. And so at this event, they're going to have speakers, live music by the Midnight Ramblers, a soap box for anyone who wants to share their thoughts, a food truck and shaved ice, and kids' activities. And it will just be a great opportunity to learn a bit more about what's going on with the island and this issue. If you want to learn more about that, you can visit their website, protectsearsisland.org. And then one other thing I want to mention that's an ongoing new project that is really interesting is the Sears Island Stories Project. Stockton Spring residents Bill Carpenter and Donna Gold, they have spent a lot of time on Sears Island and it's dear to them, and they have created an oral history project about people's relationship to Sears Island. They are collecting stories from people who've brought Sears Island into their lives, gathering remembrances and images for their website to put on social media and to compile into a book. And they're looking for people to share a memory or to show how the island is precious to them. You can learn more about how to submit your own story or poem and read the ones that have already been collected at searsislandstories.org. So I encourage people to check that out.
That was Ashley McGuire from Friends of Sears Island, friendsofsearsisland.org. The Searsport Select Board has invited the Maine DOT to meet with them next week to answer some of their questions about the offshore wind terminal project that the Mills administration wants to site on Sears Island. The Select Board has not yet taken a position on the proposal or the location of Sears Island versus Mack Point. It was noted at a Select Board meeting last night that they, as well as the members of the public that were in the room, have not seen the often touted report that the Mills administration says supports the site location. One member of the public at last night's meeting questioned why the government would not release that report if it supported their position. The meeting next Tuesday will not be a public hearing, but the public is welcome to attend and to submit questions in advance. Those need to go to Searsport Town Manager James Gilway. Either drop them off, deliver them by hand, or email them to manager@searsport.maine.gov. The deadline for questions is next Monday at 4 p.m. They plan to compile them and eliminate the duplicates, and then send them to the Maine DOT so that they can come prepared with the answers. They're expecting a crowd, so the Searsport Select Board meeting with the Maine DOT will be held at the Searsport Elementary School, and that's happening next Tuesday evening, starting at 5 p.m. Again, that's open to the public. There will not be a Q&A session, so if you have a question, you can send that to manager@searsport.maine.gov or drop it off to the Searsport Town Manager if you're going through town. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. If you haven't yet, please call and make a pledge. Become a member of WERU. Support independent media. Support having this resource available to all of us. 469-6600 or go online to weru.org. Thank you.